In the last 30 years, urban sprawl and farming have destroyed millions of acres of wetlands. Because of that, the past two presidents called for a policy of no net loss of wetlands. The current Bush administration says it also supports that goal and says it wants to go a step further. On Earth Day, the president unveiled his latest plan to protect and restore wetlands.
The old policy of wetlands was to limit the loss of wetlands. Today I'm going to announce a new policy, a new goal for our country. Instead of just limiting our losses, we will expand the wetlands of America.
The Bush administration says its policy will restore, improve, and protect a total of 3 million acres of wetlands in the next 5 years. In his speech, the president gave a general outline of the plan, saying he's going to increase support for a number of programs already in place. Ben Grumbles is an assistant administrator at the Environmental Protection Agency. He heads up the water and wetlands programs for the EPA. He says the president has called on many agencies to implement the new plan.
The heart of the president's new goal and commitment is to use collaborative conservation-based programs to gain 3 million acres of wetlands, and to do so through USDA, Interior, Fish and Wildlife Service, conservation programs, and partnerships with the private sector.
While environmentalists approve parts of President Bush's new plan, many of them say it's the wrong first step to take. Julie Sibbing is a wetlands policy specialist with the National Wildlife Federation.
Although it's a great thing that they're going to get 1 million acres of wetlands restored and 1 million acres enhanced and 1 million acres, you know, protected, it's only a drop in the bucket compared to what's currently at risk due to their policies on protecting wetlands under the Clean Water Act.
And that's the main criticism. Environmentalists and some hunters say the administration is not doing its job in enforcing current federal laws, laws that protect rivers, lakes, and wetlands. And worse, they say the administration has actively weakened laws that protect millions of acres of smaller, isolated wetlands. These critics see this latest announcement by the Bush administration as an attempt to shore up its dismal record on the environment in general and on wetlands in particular. The National Wildlife Federation's Julie Sibbing says the administration would make better use of taxpayers' money by reviewing some of its policies and protecting wetlands that already exist.
It's just too hard to build new wetlands for us to ignore protecting what's there right now. We love the programs that restore former wetlands, but the most important thing is to try to protect those wetlands that we still have.
Officials in the Bush administration say they are serious about enforcing the law, and they say they are protecting wetlands. They say they're just taking a different approach. In his speech, President Bush said good conservation will happen when people don't just rely on the government to be the solution to the problem, saying more people should look to private sector land trusts and voluntary efforts by landowners to get the job done. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mark Brush.